Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Oh, my soul, praise Him, for He is thy health and salvation. All ye who hear, brothers and sisters, draw near, praise Him in glad adoration. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Today is April 28th. Year 2024, and this is our daily devotion. The book we are using is called The Open Heaven, written by the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Pastor E.A. Adeboye. And the topic for today's devotion is Give Thanks. The topic once again is Give Thanks. Our memory verse is from Psalm 136, verse 1. Psalm 136, verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Let's do it one more time. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Psalm 136, verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Our Bible reading this morning is from Psalm 100, verse 1 to 5. Psalm 100, verse 1 to 5. And I'll be reading the KJV version. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gate with thanksgiving, and into His court with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endure to all generations. That is the end of today's Bible reading. The topic once again is give thanks. The reason Solomon was extremely grateful to God in 2 Chronicles 1, 6 to 12 is that he realized that he didn't deserve to be king. His father was an adulterer and his mother an adulteress. His father was also a murderer who murdered his mother's first husband. How could God pick the fruit of such a union and make him king? Solomon indeed has every reason to be grateful. If you look at your life closely, you will also see that you don't deserve many of the things that God has given to you, including your life. I think you should really give thanks to Him. When people see me dancing in Agbada at least once in a year to praise God in my mother's tongue, many of them do not understand. The day I ask God how He could choose the product of a sinful relationship like Solomon to be the king, He also asked me, is your mother the first wife of your father? He had no more questions because, based on the circumstances surrounding my birth, I don't deserve to be called to pastor His sheep. I'm always grateful to God because to whom much is given, much is required. Even the fact that I am here in this world is something to be grateful for. My mom had made up her mind that she wasn't having any more children because she already had as many girls as she wanted and a boy. However, the boy died and people begged her to give birth again. She agreed and I was born. Coming from the background and also considering all the sins had committed before giving my life to Christ, it is a privilege that God could save a soul like mine and make me a pastor. So I know why I dance and sing praises to my God. When we say, let us thank God, those who feel that they deserve everything they have don't see the importance. For some of them, they believe God chose them because he had no choice, and so they don't bother. However, for some of us, We know where we are coming from and the things we survive. I grew up all among scorpions, snakes, and all sort of wild animal, and was surrounded by witches, wizard, and the rest. For me to have survived in that kind of environment, I cannot keep quiet when it is time to thank God. Will you do the same? The action point this morning, throughout today, just keep thanking God for all that He has done for you. That's the end of today's daily devotion. I see you tomorrow. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah.